This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gunfire in the Lebanese capital of Beirut killed several Lebanese Shiites on Thursday. Authorities say the attack was aimed at protesters in a demonstration called by Hezbollah to demand the removal of the judge investigating last August port explosion, whom they accuse of bias. Local television footage showed bullets bouncing off buildings and people running for cover, scenes reminiscent of the 1975 to 90 Civil War. The army says protesters were targeted as they passed through a traffic circle in an area that divides Christian and Shiite Muslim neighborhoods. It says shooting began from the Christian neighborhood before spiraling into an exchange of fire. Hezbollah and its ally, the Shiite Amal movement, said groups had fired at protesters from rooftops aiming at their heads. It claims the attack was aimed at dragging Lebanon into conflict while the country faces a spiraling economic crisis. A new study by the World Health Organization suggests only 1 in 7 COVID-19 infections in Africa are being detected, meaning the continent's estimated infection level may be at 59 million people. To get more accurate numbers of infections and to better curb transmission, the UN plans to increase rapid diagnostic testing in 8 African countries with the goal of testing 7 million people in the next year. The initiative will be based on what's called a ring strategy that has been used to eradicate smallpox and was implemented during Ebola outbreaks. It's called the ring method because it will target people living in within 100-meter radius around a new confirmed case. Health professionals are welcoming the approach. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The world.